This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. President Biden will be in Tulsa, Oklahoma today. 100 years ago, white residents wiped out a black community there. Here's our Jackie Quinn.
The White House describes this massacre as a violent act by a white supremacist mob that raided, firebombed, and destroyed 35 blocks of a black neighborhood, killing families by the dozens. The White House says then laws were enacted deliberately, making it too expensive for the black community to rebuild. Banks snubbed them. Even the federal government made it worse with highway construction breaking up the neighborhood. President Biden will talk about systemic racism and will meet with families displaced from the Greenwood District. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The president's expected to announce measures to help narrow the wealth gap between blacks and whites. With COVID restrictions easing in many places, New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio says he hopes the nation will emerge from this pandemic more united. He spoke on Memorial Day.
As we bind our nation together again, let's find the unity that we felt in those moments fighting COVID shoulder to shoulder and take it forward, create something better.
New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio. Japan has started vaccinating athletes who will attend the Tokyo Olympics. The Tokyo Games are to open on July 23rd. Less than 3% of the general population in Japan has been fully vaccinated. Pope Francis has changed Roman Catholic Church law to explicitly make it a crime for priests to sexually abuse adults. Lay people who hold church offices can also be penalized for similar sex crimes. A man in China has what might be the world's first human case of a particular strain of bird flu, but Beijing says the risk it might spread is low. This is AP News. NATO will be talking about the withdrawal from Afghanistan, among other things. Here's our Charles de Ledesma.
NATO ministers are meeting to prepare a summit which will both look at the period ahead and discuss immediate issues such as the Afghanistan withdrawal. NATO's foreign and defence ministers will collect to lay the groundwork for the military alliance's first summit with President Joe Biden that will set aside 4 tumultuous years working with the Trump administration. One of the main aims of the summit is to reaffirm the unity of the 30-nation security alliance. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says this is a pivotal moment for our alliance and our collective security, but the most pressing issue is how best to wind up NATO's operations in Afghanistan. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
If you're tanking up this morning, gas is $3.04 a gallon, says the AAA. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.